This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday. That's the name of the show.
Hey, Tim.
But we are. But that, this segues nicely into a announcement we need to make, and I'm going to let Jim Stanley make it.
On Monday, we are going to have some special editions of Trivia Friday that our producer Brent has gone back and put together for us. And so beginning Monday morning at 7 a.m., we're going to have almost half a day of just Trivia Friday episodes to have fun on Labor Day.
Trivia Friday marathon on Labor Day.
Right.
So we're not going to do this every Monday. And this is just a special thing on a holiday where we're going to interrupt our normal programming and bring you some abnormal programming.
You have no idea.
So if folks want to listen to a lot of Trivia Friday, we're going to play the best of shows.
And why wouldn't they?
And we're going to start when? Monday morning?
Monday morning, 7 a.m.
All right, so Central.
Central.
Central time. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. This program here is also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air for another 25 minutes.
JJ's had his popcorn. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he is.
Let me tell you about that Labor Day marathon of Trivia Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun because there's going to be a record number of people traveling. Families are going to be in the car. They're going to hear those questions, and they're all going to kind of, oh, I know the answer to that.
Right.
It's going to be
folks,
a little friendly competition.
There won't be anyone here to answer the phone.
Right. So
these
don't call
are pre-recorded.
In. Yeah, this is the best of Trivia Friday shows. We're going to air them back to 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 back. Or some form of that.
Right.
Jim, you want to get us started back here on this show?
I'll be happy to.
We don't need it. Well, go ahead.
All right. I've got one left from the previous hour, and it is a tandoor is a type of what?
Tandoor. You got a tandoor?
Tandoor.
You got what? What do you got?
I drove a tandoor back in the 60s. It had a four-barrel. Man, if you wanted to pass somebody, you'd just kick that accelerator down, and that four-barrel kick in.
And do it.
Now, I got lousy gas mileage. I need to be in full disclosure and tell you that. But that tandoor, one of the best cars I ever had.
Back when you were a kid, though, gas was quarter a gallon. So.
It's about there now.
All right, in the United States, which breed of dog is commonly known as the firehouse dog?
Got a firehouse dog?
You got a firehouse dog? What do you got, Mr. Jasper?
Here's what I have. An airport in New Zealand has a railroad track crossing going right across the main runway. Is that true or false? Second question, who in the Bible commanded the sun to stand still? Then I added one, Harold Jenkins. You don't really know that name.
Harold, like you used to live by me?
Harold Jenkins was born in Friars Point, Mississippi in 1933, died in 1993. But he was a country superstar, had 54 number one country and pop songs. See, that was his real name. What was his stage name? What do we know him by?
I believe I know that one.
My three questions are as follows. What animal has full range spectrum vision? You want this animal around during football season because it has full range.
That's the one vision. That takes care of the instant replay,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's okay. An animal that does this. I'm serious now. This is a serious question. What animal has full range spectrum vision? Number two, birds of prey are known to have which type of vision? Yeah, I'm stuck on that theme today, but I think it's important we know our animal vision and what it's called and how it works. It's a subject that goes under-discussed, especially in this presidential election cycle. Birds of prey are known to have which type of vision? And number three, one way to avoid snakes is to what? JJ's bearing down on that popcorn.
I hope he's
hungry.
Well, I'm worried that now you can't have hot dogs.
I was going to say, can we get
weekend?
You a hot dog to go with that?
I don't know when they're going to ban popcorn
all over your microphone over there before the show's over.
Change the cover on it. It'll be okay.
Where do we go next, Jim?
All right. First, I want to thank Paris for emailing us and encouraging us. And they said, and I'm not sure if that's a—
Whose phone's ringing?
Mine. I apologize. My wife knows that I'm on Trivia Friday, but right. She's still coming.
This is a casual Friday. We got the phone ringing. I'm eating popcorn over here. Right. You guys are just welcome.
We're already
to the party.
Into Labor Day, man. I'm telling you. So anyway, Paris, thanks for emailing us. That was very kind of you to email and encourage us at comments@afr.net.
Yeah, email us at comments@afr.net. Comments@afr.net. Go ahead, Jim. Where do we go next?
I believe it's Audra calling from Arkansas. Audra, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
How you doing, Audra?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right. Which one do you want to take a shot at here?
The firehouse dog.
The firehouse dog.
All right.
The firehouse dog.
Tim has passed his cough along to me. I apologize.
Well, you're welcome.
In the United States, which breed of dog is commonly known as the firehouse dog?
The Dalmatian.
That is absolutely
wonderful. Wonderful.
The firehouse dog.
All right. Did you have one for us?
Why is that? What's the story behind it? Anybody know the Dalmatian?
Don't have
firehouse?
A clue.
Firehouse?
I heard this. It's because that they're hard of hearing. And so they wanted a pet, they wanted a mascot, and because the dog's hard of hearing, the sirens wouldn't scare the dog.
Has nothing
with their ability to be able to locate the fire hydrants, nothing like that.
Is that true?
Yeah,
because they're near deaf?
That's what I heard. They're hard of hearing, so they were the perfect dog to ride in the truck.
With you and Tim, sometimes it's hard to tell what's true. Yeah, and what's false.
Now, that's what I heard, and I'm going by memory, so you might want to look that up and confirm it.
All right, Audra, did you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I work for the post office. I'm a rural carrier, and I have a couple of carriers that listen. Say hi to Colby and hi to Amy.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. Hi, Colby. Hi, Amy.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you a question dealing with the post office.
Who
was the first postmaster general that was a female?
Who is the first postmaster general that was a female?
Yes.
Now, Audra, was the first postmaster general, was that either Ben Franklin or George Washington or somebody famous like that?
I think it's like Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. But you want the first female postmaster general.
Yes.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I think that was...
No.
And no. Don't get me started on that one. I think that was Amelia Earhart.
No. It's our current Postmaster General.
Really?
What's her name?
Megan Brennan.
Wow. You've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, Postmaster General. Well, we have a lot of, especially rural carriers who listen to us.
We do.
We sure do.
And we appreciate their
do
work.
A super job. Hey, Audra.
I listened to it, and we're talking about it a couple of weeks ago and got me to call in. So.
All right, well, good job. Thanks for...
Audra.
Yes.
I don't know what part of Arkansas that you live in, but this fall I'm going to be speaking in Clarksville, Arkansas, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Batesville, Arkansas. That's all this during the October, November. So if you're near there, come on out. I'd love to meet you personally.
How do you find out where
I'm near Jonesboro, home of the Red Bulls.
All right. Yeah. Information for JJ Jasper
is available.
And his tour is available at jjjasper.com.
Yep.
That's jjjasper.com. And he can also be available for your church.
Hey,
right.
Thank you.
Man,
thanks,
I put
Audra.
On radio voice and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. JJ, you do counseling some for people too, don't you?
I do that over the phone. And I also do minor surgery. I've got some tools in my tackle box.
Are you going to be doing that when you're over in Arkansas?
A lot of HMOs don't allow it, so you need to kind of call and find
out. Insurance may not cover it.
Cash in advance.
So, right. What do you said pliers? What did you say?
Speaking of a lot of church events and the things this fall have a number of pregnancy center banquets, annual fundraisers, and boy, saving babies. That's right at the top of the list of important things.
Amen. So go to jjjasper.com.
jjjasper.com to book me in your city or to find out where I'm going to be. I'd love to meet listeners.
Have you ever been booked otherwise?
Yes, but that was a different story.
For another day?
That's right.
Well, no, it's not a story for any day. I think he wants to roll
put
on.
Put that chapter behind us. All right, who's next?
We're going to talk to Andy from Minnesota. Notice how there was a question mark there.
Hey, Minnesota's where the Mississippi River starts.
That's right. Andy,
Hi,
welcome
Andy.
To Trivia Friday.
Greetings.
How are you?
Greetings to you guys. I am wonderful. How are you?
Doing
which,
well,
which
thanks.
Part of, which part of the land of 10,000 lakes do you live in, Andy?
Basically as far south as you can.
Oh, almost in Iowa then?
Yeah. Congratulations. You knew which town or city, which state was south of me.
Oh, well, you know,
I
know these things.
When you're head of a university, Andy, you got a lot of learning. He can decipher and all kinds of things.
And if you'll go outside right now, there's a drone. It's in front of your house right now. So, you know,
I'm waving at it.
I know a lot of, I know more than you think. They don't call me the big eye in the sky for
nothing.
That's
right. In all seriousness, we passed a Google Maps car yesterday.
Did you really?
It was a little odd.
Kind of weird.
Andy, which one did you want to answer? Oh, you answered. Which one did you want to? Has she answered
yet? No, she hasn't.
Man, I am so confused. All right, ask, answer, or both?
I guess I'll do both.
Right.
But Ellen and Audra both took the answers or the questions that I had planned on doing. So instead, the full range spectral, blah, blah,
okay.
blah, vision.
Hey, hold on just a minute. Are you disrespecting
blah, blah, blah.
My
Yes, she did.
Are you disrespecting
she just
my question,
threw your
Andy?
Question to the curb.
Well, okay.
Too many words.
Well, no.
Too many words.
Now, I'm usually the one that gets fussed out about paragraph
yeah,
questions. It's
Andy.
Andy,
let me ask you the question and see if you can answer it. That's why we're here. This is a professional show,
oh.
Andy, and we're trying to help people. And so here's the question. What animal has full-range spectrum vision? You know
well,
the answer?
I hope nobody else already said this because I didn't get in on the show at the very beginning, but I'm going to say an owl.
No, it's not an owl.
It makes sense, though.
That does.
You know what? I've been waiting an hour and 10 minutes for this question. I'm going to go ahead and answer it. It's goldfish.
Goldfish?
What do they need that kind of vision for?
You know what? I just gave out the secret.
You did.
Mystery. That's why you're looking at me.
I am. Him. So does Andy get the prize?
Yeah. Just by default.
Okay.
What? A goldfish has full range spectrum vision. That is, they can see in infrared, visible, and ultraviolet ranges. And they say here that they have that so they can avoid predators. I don't think that means.
Well,
I'm with you, Andy.
Hey, have you never seen those snails go after those goldfish, though, in a fishbowl? You never seen that fight?
Well, you don't put snails in there. It's just for fish.
Well, some people, snails can move when they see a...
Andy came loaded this today
yeah, she
for
did.
You. She's ready.
Anyway, I don't know. That's a mystery of life. You got me right there.
Hey, Andy, we're going to put you on hold.
Why do you need all that vision if you're in a fishbowl? That's a good point.
That is.
But not all goldfish reside in fishbowls.
No, they don't.
Some plastic Tupperware cups. Some. What's the average life of a goldfish? I would say.
At my house, not long.
No, they don't. Do you ever see that Cosby Show episode when they buried that goldfish pet in the toilet?
Yeah.
You never see that?
That episode.
It's a goldfish that wouldn't flush.
They had a ceremony for the. For the fish, they buried it. They flushed it down to Komodo. Anyway,
Andy,
I don't know.
I'm going to put you on hold. Jade's going to get your address and everything.
She?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You had a question for us.
Put her on hold yet.
I did. Okay,
do you remember?
I live in Austin. I do, because I wrote it down.
Oh.
I had to. I live in Austin, Minnesota. What is Austin, Minnesota famous for?
Austin, Minnesota, what is it famous for? I had that in sixth grade, but you can't hardly remember back that far. It was like,
this is like yesterday
social studies class and it was Austin, Minnesota day, but I don't,
Andy, please,
you must not have been there.
No, I don't know what happened. I was not paying attention to
Go ahead.
I knew this would happen though. My teacher told me one day. You're gonna be asking, you know.
You're gonna need this information.
You could have been on Jeopardy.
You're gonna need algebra, and you're gonna need this right here about Austin, Minnesota. Anyway, go ahead.
We are the town of Spam.
Somebody told us that a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
That fits nicely into.
Remember.
That's good. Well, I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
I don't know what happened. Well, you had spam, Jim. You had
you
spam.
Guys changed the culture.
Yeah, spam is
iconic.
Yeah, so they still make it there?
They do.
Hormel, something or another.
What's in there? What's spam made of? Do we want to know?
You don't want to know.
Okay, just give me the sausage. I don't want to see it made.
That's right.
That's okay. Right.
Hey, Andy, thanks for calling. It's been a treat. We're going to put you on hold. Jade's going to get some information from you, and you will receive something from the prize closet here from Trivia Friday.
Hold on. We're going to send you a free – yeah, well, it would be bad if we sent you a gift we charged you for, but it's a free gift here, okay? Not a gift if you charge somebody for it.
Did I say I was going to charge?
That's what my grandmother always said.
Oh, okay.
Hey, so hold on. We're going to get your address, all right?
All right. Andy has been placed safely on hold, which is good for me because some days my fingers hit the wrong buttons. And now we're going to talk to Gina from Texas. Gina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, the honor is ours.
Yeah, thank you, Gina. Where are you calling from in Texas?
Well, we live in a one-horse town about 30 miles south of Tyler, Texas, which is the roast capital of the world.
Yes, I know exactly where you are. Absolutely. Great part of the country.
Yes, sir.
Well, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'd like to do both, and I wanted to also welcome my new neighbor, Alan, in Corpus Christi. Alan, you have discovered a gold mine.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very sweet. We're talking about our new stations we just put on the air.
Corpus Christi?
In Allen, Texas. I think it's Allen, isn't it?
No, sir.
Allen's over by McKinney in North Dallas, I think.
Sir, you have the map
but
up.
Alice, to A-L-I-S-I-C-E, we just went on there
right.
in Corpus Christi. Yeah. All right. Thank you for commenting on that, though.
Listen, 7 days a week, sun up to sundown.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, thank you, Gina.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here for people like you. Hey, which question do you want to answer?
Well, I wanted to answer JJ's question about the New Zealand airport.
Here's the question. It's true or false. An airport in New Zealand has railroad tracks crossing the main runway, and they're used regularly by the railroad line. The controllers have the unique responsibility of separating aircraft from railroad trains. Is that true, Gina, or false?
Well, I have to tell you, that is so bizarre. I don't think anybody could even make it up. So I'm going to say true.
Gina, you are 100% correct.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is true. How crazy and bizarre is it that a railroad track runs across? Here's it's Gisborne Airport in New Zealand. Active trains cross there.
That is crazy.
Can you imagine coming in for a landing and that arm
I know,
goes
you had
down,
said that earlier,
ding, ding,
and it
ding,
goes ding, ding,
ding, flashing,
you
or
know,
taxiing for takeoff, folks.
Think about blaming the wreck on the train, man.
Folks, have another bag of honey roasted notes. We're going to be here a while. We got to wait for this train
to
cross
one more trip
the runway. Yeah.
That's
bizarre. You got it right, Gina. What's your question for us?
Well, first I wanted to be an insolent student, if I may.
Please.
Yes.
Okay. This goes back a while, but I can't remember the question, but I think it had to do with the Dick Van Dyke Show, and the question or the topic of discussion was, when was the first TV sitcom where a husband and wife were filmed being in the same bed? And I think the answer was The Munsters, but I happen to know another, but maybe the correct answer, and I was going to just tell y'all that it's Ozzie and Harriet.
Yeah.
That precedes Lucy and...
Yes.
You know, Lucy... I Love Lucy show.
I Love Lucy was one of
the...
Oh,
you mean in the same bed.
Right.
Yeah. A married couple, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Did not know when that happened. I know when they first went out, showed a bedroom scene, it was separate beds with Lucy and her husband, Ricky.
Right.
Ricky in the show.
Right.
Very, very interesting.
Okay, Gina, what's your question for us?
Speaking of old sitcoms, I have an Andy Griffith trivia question for JJ. JJ in...
Sorry, memory lane.
In the A Man in a Hurry episode. What was the old gospel song that the man in the hurry, and of course Andy and all were singing along with him?
Shout to the Lord.
No, wait a second. Ed is our resident Andy Griffith
expert. Yeah,
you can't stump him, but unfortunately, he's got a lot of legal trouble, and he's giving depositions.
He's getting
today.
Some help today.
No, kidding. We're not gonna... Totally kidding about that.
That's it.
Let's go for an old standard. What about Amazing Grace?
I'm sorry. Is that your answer?
Well, no, it's not.
Just told us you were sorry, so that tipped us off that it was wrong.
That's not it.
What was the episode? Maybe there's a clue there.
Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
I'll Fly Away.
A Man in a Hurry. The man with the big fancy car, and he comes, his car breaks down, and he's got to get help from...
Right. I remember that episode.
I'll Fly Away.
We've given five here.
Yeah. Y'all give up?
Yeah, we give up.
The Little Brown Church in the Vale.
Okay.
Well, that goes back a few years.
Yeah, it was right in there with the green grass of home.
Gina, thank you so much. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
See if we can get to Larry in Texas real quick. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Green grass. Of home.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Larry?
I would do both, please.
Thanks right, for sir. Calling, Larry. Where do you live, Larry?
I am right up on Lake Texoma in north of Dallas.
Okay. Well, listen. So you listen to our
Greenville
station?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, you want
to... I called in sick just so I could listen to you.
Oh,
well, that's dedication
hope your boss
right there.
Isn't listening
that's loyalty. That's commitment right there. That's what we need. You want to ask?
I want to answer the question. Yes, I'd like to do both. Answer the question about the Harold Jenkins.
Here's the question, Larry. Harold Jenkins was born in Friars Point, Mississippi, 1933. He had 51 number one country and pop songs. He died in 1993. Tell everybody, Larry, what his stage name was.
That would be, hello, darling, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty, wow.
I had no idea his name was Harold Jenkins. That's
He had so many hits, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Louisiana Conway, Woman, Mississippi Man.
Yeah, but he was born in Mississippi. I didn't know that either.
We're about out of time. You got a question
darling.
For us?
I do. Where... And this is obviously a Texas question. Where was the first Indian tried in a white man's court?
We don't know. We don't know. Go ahead.
That would be Fort Richardson in the big town of Jacksboro, Texas.
Hey, I've been there. Wow. I stayed at a ranch there. I'm not kidding. I'm
serious. Richardson. Yes,
Jacksboro, which is about an hour northwest of Fort Worth, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it used to be one of the main stops for the Butterfield stage.
Larry, that's a great
bit of
trivia.
Hey, we're out of time. Thanks, there, brother. We got to go quickly, Jim.
I have one question that hasn't been answered. A tandoor is a type of what? It's a type of oven.
All right, tandoor.
Who in the Bible commanded the sun to stand still?
Joshua.
Joshua.
My answer comes from Birthday Dave.
Okay. What the animal is? We already answered that one. Hold on a second here. Birds of prey are known to have which type of vision? Binocular.
Binocular.
Binocular vision. Look it up.
Glad I didn't yell out farsighted.
One way to
astigmatism.
One way to avoid snakes is to what?
Stay inside.
Make vibrations.
Good. Good vibrations.
Yeah, or you can play the Beach
Make
Boys.
Good ones.
You can play the Beach Boys. Either
awesome.
One to keep snakes away.
Hey, don't forget Monday, special editions of Trivia Friday beginning at 7 a.m. Central.
Right. Trivia Friday will be the marathon Monday. We'll see you, folks. Have a great weekend.